This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Earlier today, we had an adventure, didn't we?
We did. It was lots of fun.
Oh, it really was. And just because, you know, Kinky Boots is in Melbourne.
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah. It's a musical, you know. Yes. And I knew that because I've gone to watch it.
You watched it twice.
I have. And I went once and then I went again and I took my daughter the second time. Mm-hmm. She's 10 years of age.
And she loved it?
She loved it.
My family just saw it last week and they were amazed at how good it was. Like, just not at how good it was, but they had no idea that the story was so great and so wonderful.
Yeah, because it's about acceptance and, you know, just let's all get along.
And I mean,
the
music is amazing.
No, it is really good, yeah. And well, anyway, we went to and interviewed the leads in that and the glamorous chorus girls who are called the Angels.
Yeah, it was lots
and
of
they,
fun.
And they look incredible, anyway. But that's coming up a little bit later, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. That interview with Toby Francis and Callum Francis.
I almost got my Francis's confused.
I know. Isn't it weird, though, to be two leads in a musical and have the same surname?
I know.
It's crazy.
How funny.
I mean, unless you're a Redgrave and then it makes sense.
Well, you know, that's how it's going to go.
We also, because, you know, we like to get a message. I don't know what you're doing right now. You could be at work. You could be at home. You could be in the garden. You could be anywhere, really. Because people listen around the world.
They do.
Joy,
they
know?
Do. They stream it.
People complain from all corners of the globe. We're on our own today.
We are.
You know, and we're a little bit giddy. Because
we've had a day together.
Yeah.
Normally we come into the station, but no, today we've spent the morning together.
Oh, and it's just, you know, it's not been long enough, you know.
It hasn't. So, you know, like we're loving each other's company, but we want to hear from you.
Well, yeah, we do. And because normally, though, we have a third wheel, as it were, that does all the button pushing and sort of stuff. But no, today, Dean's doing it all on his own.
I know. I'm a big boy now.
And the pressure in the room is palpable.
You can just see the sweat dripping down Michael's face.
It's the most we've ever worked. I'm excited about Carnival.
I am too.
I look forward to it every year.
You know what I'm happy about?
What?
That it's not going to be really, really hot.
Yes, I know. Apparently, it's going to be 22 degrees.
How lovely is that weather going to be?
Very manageable. Very manageable, that, isn't it?
Manageable is the word.
Oh, because there's been years when it's been in the high 30s or the 40s.
Mm, everyone walks...
One year is 50-something.
I do enjoy the first year of Midsummer Festival. Everyone has sunburn.
Yeah.
It makes it very fun for us all.
Well, yes. And, you know, I've been known to wear a bit of jewellery, you know, and dressing
as a
woman.
There's a little reflectiveness.
Yeah, just dressing as a woman. And it normally leaves a mark, you know. So you've got to be careful. And there's good advice right now. Listen, everyone, because you should wear your sun cream.
Slip, sop, slap.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And keep your liquids up. And I don't just mean the vodka. You've got to drink a lot of water on Carnival Day.
It's important to hydrate.
All right. I know we all like to have a good day, don't we?
We love
it. But listen to this advice, because you will come Monday morning. You're gonna wish you had.
You're going to be thinking.
Regret is not just an aftershave.
I should have listened to Michael.
Oh, exactly. So please, please, everybody, please, just keep your liquids up.
Absolutely.
And yeah, because that's 22 degrees is...
Remember a couple of years ago, I was wearing a rubber outfit.
I'd hardly forget it.
That heat was very interesting.
It burnt my retina. And we've got a guest, though, which is when we bring it all together and we get our composure back, only to lose it with this man. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Ash Flanders.
Oh, thank you. Please sit down. They're throwing their clothes.
I know.
They can't help themselves.
How Talk about history repeating, and there here I am.
Oh, don't you love that one? That's still a good track, isn't
Dame
it?
Dame Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Still got a great voice.
Yeah, still got a great body.
Yeah.
And a great makeup artist.
Yeah, yes, that's very true. Good makeup artist.
And there's a few bulldog clips, obviously, behind there.
There'll be a lot of neck tape taping the back of her neck together.
And now, let's talk.
Like all of us. Like in the studio right now.
Where would you be without it? Where would you be without it?
We wouldn't live without it. How have you been, young man?
I've been great.
Yeah?
I've just been, enjoying New Year's, Christmas, and getting my new show back to... Actually, it's not a new show. It's my show from last year.
Well, it was new then, and... I was lucky enough to go along and watch it. You did it at the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, didn't you?
I did.
And it is
twos of threes of people loved it.
Oh, that's nonsense.
No, it's not true. It did quite well.
Yes. Yeah. When having watched it, Playing to Win is the name of it. You do quite a few different voices in there. We get a real slice of your life, don't we?
Yeah, and there's no refunds. No. So, yeah, you get the full slice of my life. You get all my pain, all my pathos, all my passions. I cram them down your throat with a few songs and gags.
Growing up then, what was your life like? You know, did you always want to be a performer?
Ever since I did a little drama class, pretended to be a cat, and the rest is history.
Where was that at? Where were you?
That was at a very posh school. That was at a very nice private all-boys school.
All right.
Looking back on it, a lot of missed opportunities there.
Isn't it annoying?
Yeah.
Mine wasn't an all-boys school. It was mixed, but nothing. Not a sausage.
Mine was, and we all came out to each other after we left high school. Like 12 of us. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
No, it's a waste.
Even though you all were sharing like your Babysitter's Club books and your Shirley Bassey records.
You know.
So true. Yeah.
How did we not
Guys,
know?
Guys, we're all gay. Who knew?
What I love about you is that...
go on.
Yeah. It's gone now. No, it's
sound
that
like my
not
therapist.
Only are you a funny man, but you've got a cracking voice, which is good because you do cabaret.
Yeah, I do. I sing songs. I do a Farnham track in Playing to Win. I won't make a competition as to what song that might be. But yeah, I actually...
That was a bit Judith Lucy there.
Yeah, well, she's a very good friend of mine and she rubs off. She's like a virus.
It's the only thing she does these days.
Yeah, I feel bad when I do my show because I feel like I'm doing a bad Judith Lucy show. But have we ever seen a good one?
Ever tried talking underwater?
Talking underwater?
Guess who is listening to you and how quickly you talk.
I talk very... I've also had a few coffees. And on the way here, I saw a friend of mine who's having an affair. I just walked past her and she's having an affair. I feel like I was in a Woody Allen movie.
I think
Come see my show.
I love that there's someone in the studio that can out-talk Mark.
Oh, God.
That makes me really happy.
Go and see this man because he is hilarious. And I would not say that if I didn't bloody well mean it. You know how to get an audience. You know how to look after an audience.
Yeah, I come from a really funny family who talk a lot. So that's why I talk so fast.
Yeah.
And nothing was ever off limits in my family.
Was it difficult to get a word in?
Difficult to get fed, loved, talked to, anything. You get talked at in my family.
It was difficult in my family, but I managed.
Yeah, I'm still not sure they know my name in my family. They just kind of point at me and say the one with the nose. Yeah.
Didn't they have noses?
Yeah, and I'm the quiet one in the family.
Oh, no God. Way. There are days in your life where at the end of a shift, you just know that you're going to have a drink, isn't it? You know, that you just think, I've earned just a small glass of something or maybe a bottle. Today
has been one of those days.
Oh, I'm definitely having a drink at the end of this, you know, because I've earned it. It's been a wonderful day.
It has.
Not get me wrong.
It's been pretty stressful for Michael.
Oh.
You know, he's had to read the traffic and the trains.
And cope with you.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast. Driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.